One, it's Sam and Ash at 8:16. The big game, State of Origin, are tonight in Townsville. Game number one, the Maroons versus the Blues.
Joining us right now, superstar of the game, Benny Elias. Good morning, sir.
Oh, it's a great morning, especially if you're a New South Wales person. We're up for an early victory here early. We'll win it off the paddock before we even go up there. And we just cannot wait.
Fighting words, my friend. And you know what? I back watching the game, and I think one of the things that maybe that we've lost a little bit over time is the characters from the sport. And I remember yourself was one of those players you just loved to watch because it was the game between Queensland and New South Wales. And when you were out there, you just knew that you had the whole New South Wales army behind you, and we just wanted to grab you and throw you into the dirt.
Well, we felt the same way about Wally Lewis.
Yeah. Up there. Yeah, exactly.
We love the hate. We had that same hate passion down here, and it hasn't changed. It's only gotten better and better, I think, or worse and worse in your case, I suppose. But it is the moment that love to hate the opposition. It's the big brother, little brother syndrome you've always had up there. You guys prepare for State of Origin. The minute the last game three finishes up there, you guys just cannot wait. And it was typified by winning the Townsville venue as the first State of Origin when the Melbourne site was suspended through to COVID-19.
Yeah.
But it certainly shows us what we are glad about it down here in New South Wales, because we cannot wait to drop your dacks down up there in front of the Queensland, your own crowd.
Oh,
we're
Benny.
Looking forward to it.
Benny, is it significant? Is the Townsville thing significant, do you think? Because a lot has been made out of it. Do you think it is going to give the Queenslanders an edge?
Absolutely, without a doubt. You know, it's you guys want to win so badly that you've paid $8 million for the right to have it up there. It really is the home crowd advantage from the players' point of view. The atmosphere, they were electric. They've been up there now for 3 days, the Queenslanders, because they can ooze the excitement up there, and truly the tickets went on sale. They sold out in 12 minutes total. It was phenomenal, and it just shows you what a great event this State of Origin is. And you're seeing the greatest players up there play against each other, loving to hate.
And do you know what? I'd rather see it, whether it's New South Wales or Queensland, I'd rather see this game in a town where there's so much passion behind the game opposed to somewhere like Adelaide or Perth, who have nothing to do with State of Origin. I know that they do it for a reason, to obviously
grow the game
and get the word out there. But for me, it's all about passion. And the more that you're going to have more people, I reckon, playing a sport from something like that opposed to shipping it elsewhere.
Look, you're 100% correct, 1,000,000% correct. And it's, you know, on a serious note, it is a great reflection of how rugby league is so loved up there in North Queensland. They've had a tough up there for the times, and really this is the biggest event they've had up there since I can't even remember. You know, it is such an exciting, massive event, and it's been played up there. You would never in your wildest dreams would have thought a State of Origin game was going to be played in Townsville. And, you know, because fate takes its way and the world that we've been living in COVID-19, it really has given them a great chance. And truly, congratulations. And what a great move from the NRL to put it up there, because that is the heartland of Queensland Rugby League.
Oh, totally.
Benny, do you think there's an element here that says that the recent times of the game, with the recent binning of high shots and things like that it's gotten a little bit soft? Do you think this is a great opportunity for State of Origin to sort of re-stamp the authority of the sport again?
Oh, I think so, without a doubt. You just when you say soft, I mean, my goodness, you see some of these confrontations with these big players. The players out there now, they're running harder than they've ever run into each other. The game has got so much class. It's got so much quicker with the rule change with the six again. It really is. It's a game of finesse, of big physicality, and a lot of talent. And these high shots are just a little speed hump. They'll get over it, and it'll be moving on. And I think it's a great move from the NRL. It's a duty of care to the players, and the players will realise that it's a real tick for the support of the damaging, you know, in confrontations that you do have. If you can avoid or restrict the impact of high tackles, well, The game's in a lot better state.
Well, that's how Mal Meninga referred to you, wasn't it? Speed hump?
I know, it's Benny. Hey, mate.
You guys are very passionate up there.
Oh, indeed. In fact, my dog, he's psychic. He's a husky. He's actually siding with you, reckons that New South Wales is going to take the win.
He was drunk at the time.
I think he was, too. Had a few too many rumbos. But Benny Elias, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As always, we really appreciate it. And, well, best of luck for the game tonight, mate.
Cannot wait for it. It'll be an absolute cracker, no matter how much you get beat by.
Hey, what is your score prediction, Benny?
Oh, I think we'll do a number on you tonight in front of your own home crowd. I think it's 20-plus New South Wales.
20-plus?
Oh, wow. Yes. All right, well, there you go. Thank you so much, Benny. Really appreciate it, mate. All right.
Enjoy your program. Bye-bye.